Yesterday we reviewed Gimel. We did Dalet. We also kind of, we did the beginning of Hey, and then we did the Bir Halacha over here. So we are basically up to the Ramah and Sif Hey, but we didn't really do the last line of the Mechaber and Hey. We rushed through. So there's three Isurei Derabanan when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. Of course, there's an Issur D'Oraisa, Bishul B'Shabbos. Then there's three Isurei Derabanan. One is Shehiyah, which we discussed at length in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. The other one is Chazara, which we discussed at length in Reish Nun Gimel Beis. And a little bit of Gimel and Hey. And then there's Hatmana, which we haven't really gotten to. That's in Reish Nun Zayin. But it was touched on, Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, and it's touched on again here in Reish Nun Gimel Hey. So look at the last, he's talking about, in the beginning of the Mechaber, it tells us, like we learned, that if something is Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach, like to take a pan of schnitzel or kugel and put it on top of the chulin, so then that's okay. It's not Mechzikim Avasha, it doesn't look like cooking, because no normal person will cook like that. Then the Mechaber concludes of a lahatmin tachas habegadim hanusunim agabe amecham vaday aser. But okay, so hatmana. So it's hard because like we didn't learn hatmana. It's like detail, like a little detail here, a little detail here. There. But hatmana basically means two types of hatmana. There's a hatmana that adds heat and the hatmana that maintains the heat. Now the Mishnayos go through the list of materials that will maintain heat and list of materials that will be add heat. And I don't really know how something adds heat. Like I don't know. I don't really get that, but fine. I don't have to get that. The Halacha recognizes that there are certain materials discussing the Mishnah, which we'll get to in the coming Simanim, that actually add heat. Now the one way, not everyone agrees, but the Rabbis said we do pasuk, the one way that something insulated can add heat is if you cover, now insulation generally means that you're covering it on all sides. So one way that it adds heat, and the Mechaber pasuk is this way, and this is very relevant, is if you wrap it up in anything and put it on a plata. Even before Shabbos. Hatmana is something that adds heat is also even before Shabbos. So if it's on a heating element, that's so then the insulation combines with the heating element, and that's called insulating with something that adds heat, and that's going to be also even before Shabbos. I think when I saw this, I didn't know about this halacha necessarily. Years ago, I remember, some relative, some friend, I don't remember, had some sort of like a coat for the urn. The urn's plugged into the wall, right? The big hot water urn. And I'm not into super hot things, but apparently this person was. And there's a special, like a sleeve that they put on top of the urn to cover it on all sides while it's attached to the wall. So that would be also on Shabbos, even though you do it before Shabbos. We'll get more into his.
And if it were a built-in insulation, let's say you buy one of these, if it were to have built-in insulation, would that be a problem?
I think that's okay. Okay, yeah, we're going to learn about a thermos. Right, we're going to learn about a thermos. Okay, well, we're going to get there. So here, yeah, well, it depends if it's about before Shabbos or on Shabbos. We'll get there. I think that was a question I had on Rabbi Nupachina, thermos. That's a famous question. Okay. So here the Mechaber says, Aval hatmin tachas abigadim, to do hatmana underneath the clothing and asunim agabe amecham that might be on top of the thing, that for sure is asur. Mishabur sivkatam pei ches. Rotsu lomar, dim kdere tzacham in amecham yamuchusa milamala bibgadim. Okay, so this also. Hatmana generally means the whole thing is covered. The whole thing is covered. Now, we learned back in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, the Mechaber has a shita that even if it's just touching the coals, it's called Hatmana B'Mikzas, that alone is considered Hatmana. And the Rama disagrees. Where was that? So the whole concept of Shehiyah, you're leaving something on the fire when Shabbos comes in, which we discussed at length, that's when you have like you have a grate, and you're putting it on the grate. It's not touching the coals. But if you do hatmana on top of coals, it's not surrounded on all sides by coals, just it's resting on the coals, that's what the Mechaber claims. And then the Rama says, Yeshomrin, that even if it's on the Eish Mamish, as long as it's uncovered on top, it's not called Hatmana and it's Mutter. So that's a discussion in the postgame. How much, according to the Machaber, it sounds like even a little bit. It's on the bottom, that's already called Hatmana. And the Chazanish Pasuk is like the Machaber over here, not like the Rama. According to the Rama, most posts can go with the Ashkenazi posts can go with the Rama. So as long as it's uncovered on top, it's okay. The question is, what does that mean? If it's 98% covered, is that okay? Or it's not okay? I mean, what does it mean? 100% covered? 90%? 80%? 70%? Okay, so that we will discuss. So here we're talking about the Beged. So I have a cholent on the plaza. I can't cover it with a towel on all sides, but I can wrap a towel, just put it on the cover, on top. Because the whole sides are uncovered. For sure, according to the Ramah, I can do that. Maybe even according to the Mechaber, I'm not sure. It sounds like from what he's saying that even the Mechaber would allow that. So now I want to put my kugel on top of the cholent. On top of the cholent right now is a towel. So I guess what I'm going to do is pick up the towel, put the kugel in, and then cover it with the towel. If that's the case, I just insulated my kugel in a highly prohibited fashion, because it's not only insulated, covered by a towel, it's also on the heating element. It's on a cholent, which is on a plata.
Yeah, but the sides could still be open.
It could be, right, could be.
What are we worried about?
Okay, that's a good question. We'll get there. It's a Shemi Yechadu. Okay, go. We'll get there at the right time. That's the only time he says it's us. We'll get to Reish and Zayin. That's one. That's a Chiddush L'Chumra, not L'Kula. That's not the only time there's Hatmana. There's a whole Mishnayis and the Perek Bamei Tomlin of ways you are and are not allowed to do Hatmana. Okay, let's see. Let's alone. Yeah, I'm in Mishnah Sirkat and Pechas. The Im Kederes Hachamin. Oh, Amecham. I am Mechusim in Malab Begadim. So on top, it's covered on top with Begadim. I feel him Ein Eish Tachta Gamkein. Even if there's not a fire underneath, also Lahatmin Apandish Tachas Begadim Mishum Israt Manas. Even if there wouldn't be on a fire, which here it is, I mean, that's the whole point of the Mechaber. But even if it wouldn't be on the fire, on Shabbos you're not allowed to insert anything. You can't take something off of the blech or the plata and wrap it in a towel on Shabbos. Even the towel's not adding heat, doesn't matter. Adding heat is also even before Shabbos, but on Shabbos you can't wrap it in anything.
Off the plata.
The Kaimelon, the also l'hatmin b'Shabbos, we hold that it's also to do hatmana b'Shabbos. Afilu, this is your question, sort of. Tasha shimuvu shekol tzarko, even if it's fully cooked, and it's still hot. Afilu b'davei she'imos level, and even if it's not adding any heat. The Shara Tzilabam, Ois Pei Vav. So he says, even if there's no fire underneath, then Ois Pei Vav Shara Tzilabam. Haya Eish, if there's fire underneath, Gama Kedere Shalamata Oser Hashosa Tachas Habagadim. Ah, he didn't change the location. He says, not on the plata. He said, I don't know, that's weird, because I don't know, for some reason, in the beginning of Hay, for sure, it was on the plata. That was the whole point. That's how we learn how to heat up food. You can do it on top of a Kedere. All of a sudden, in the end of the Mechaber, he's all of a sudden saying it's off the fire, and that's and you it was off the fire before Shabbos, and it sounds like it's wrapped totally in a baguette, which is okay. Before Shabbos, I can take something off and wrap it in a baguette. Let's say I want to turn off my oven, so we turn off our oven, leave it in the oven, it stays hot, and that's fine because it's not touching the side, it's not wrapped, it's not insulated. If it's in an oven, it's not wrapped. So you want to take it out of the oven and wrap it before Shabbos. That's okay as long as it's not on the heating oven. It's not something that adds heat. But then on Shabbos, if you want to decide you want to put something else in that wrapping, that you can't do. Because on Shabbos, you can't wrap it anything. Okay.
With anything or with something
else? No. Adds heat, you can't even do before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't wrap it anything.
Oh, with tinfoil.
Even tinfoil. Okay, we'll discuss the tinfoil. We'll get there. Ration Zion, I think it's Sif Beis. We'll get there.
Just to be the second, we said even before Shabbos, you can't put it on the plat to wrap.
Wrapped.
Before Shabbos, though, you can wrap something that is off.
Yes. The heating. Assuming that it's not wrapped in something that adds heat.
Right.
What adds heat? I don't know. There's a list, which we'll get to.
Asbestos.
Okay. There's a whole list. The Mishnayos. Bamei Tomlin. Okay, Hagah, no, says Rama. V'ulah din she'asa l'anichol gabei kira, I feel a grufu ktuma lahitir ala chazara ukiderach shenisbar. So you can't put, even if something a kira is considered grufu ktuma, you cannot put something directly on the kira grufu ktuma to heat it up on Shabbos, because that's not chazara. That's one of our five conditions, or four conditions. Look at it. It's one of our conditions of chazara, but it's not the only condition. So if you assume that a blech is a kira grufu ktuma, Chazanish says it's even worse than that. And Rav Avadya says it's better than that. And then the middle opinion is that it's a kira grufu ktuma, but you can't put directly on the blech, because you can't put on a kira grufu ktuma. You have the other conditions. It's still in the hands, still hot, tayitul achzer, everything we've been discussing for the last few days. Fine. Now, v'yesh matirin litein l'toch tanur sh'afu bo mi'ba'od yom. The me'achah shelo etmini bo rak afu bo mi'ba'od yom, lo nishar bo rak heva ma'at ve'in lochush le'bishah. So I have an oven, and I cook with my oven on Friday. And then when Shabbos comes in, finished, we don't cook anymore. Now, Shabbos morning, there's still a little bit of residual heat from the day before. That's what Ramosha says. That there's our ovens, you turn it off in a few minutes, it's cold. And their ovens, you see, 24 hours later, it's still some heat there. So the Rama says that if the oven was basically, quote-unquote, turned off, whatever that meant back in the day, and you did not use it to keep the food hot Friday night, so it was like finished. Shabbos came in, the oven was finished. And so therefore, Shabbos day, there's only going to be a little bit of heat, and it's okay to put something in that oven on Shabbos. However, now he says, ubilvad shalonistani legamri. But the food that you're putting in, you have to make sure that it's not totally cold. Why is that? So that gets into the whole back and forth that we discussed at length yesterday. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains, like we discussed from the Grah, because if it's a liquid and you put it in and it's going to become hot, it's going to be nisul daraisa bishul achar bishul by liquids. And this is the Bir Halacha that we went through at length yesterday, fighting out the Mogen Avraham and the Grah. Why does something still need to be hot in order for you to do chazara? Is it a din in bishul, in which case it's only shayach to liquids, or it's a din in chazara, like the Magen Avraham says, in which case it's shayach even to salads? We discussed it at length yesterday. Ayin bir halacha. V'yesh mach mirim bazeh. Okay, so here. Okay, v'yesh mach mirim bazeh. There's two ways of reading this. One way is v'yesh machmirim b'zeh, period. V'imachom kokach b'tanosh yad tzeres bo aser. So it sounds like the first case, even if it's not yad tzeres bo, it's aser. And if it is yad tzeres bo, for sure it's aser. That's one way of reading it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Grah that that's not the proper way to read it. The proper way to read it is v'yesh machmirim b'zeh, not v'im, which would make it like a new thing, but she'im. It's a continuation. She'im hachom kol kach betanor she'yad tzeres bo aser. Meaning the machmir are only machmir if the oven is still yad so lettuce bo. But if it's not yad so lettuce bo, then for sure it's going to be mutter. It's only if it's still yad so lettuce bo that some say it's mutter, because the oven has basically been quote unquote off, whatever that meant 2,000 years ago. It was off from before Shabbos. There's only a little bit of residual heat. It is still yad tzeles bo, but because it hasn't been heated, whatever, you didn't put anything in over the last many hours since yesterday afternoon, so it's going to be okay even though it's yad tzeles bo. And then there's some more machmir about yad tzeles bo, but if it's not yad tzeles bo, it's going to be mutter. And that's what the Sharatian, it took me a while to figure this out, the Sharatian spells this out on the bottom, Ois Tzadi Gimel. Hagra, he quotes the Gra, the Chenir, and he says that makes sense. Dilavachi, imkin yamashu deag machmeres aser b'chol gavne. Otherwise, the machmirim are saying it's aser in all cases, even if it's not yet yad tzeles bo. Even if it's still, if it's no longer yad tzeles bo. The ain tamazen, that doesn't make sense. Ukfa hiksha, so the prima gun, the small prima gun, we ask the kasha, fine, and that's what he says. The ikir is, there's a discussion, but the ikir is like the Gra, that if it's not yad tzeles bo, it's going to be mutter. And if it is yad tzeles bo, but it's off, so that's a discussion. I think that was the question I had 2 weeks ago. I took something out of the oven Friday night. The oven was off, and I wanted to put berekas in to heat them up. So the oven's off. So if it's not yad tzeles bo, it's mutter. What if it is yad tzeles bo?
Again, what's the gift?
I'm taking food out Friday night from the oven. And then I remember I forgot to heat up the berekas. So I want to put the berekas into the oven right now Friday night when I'm taking out all the other food. The oven's been off ready for an hour or two. So if it's not yatsa lettuce bowl, it's mutter. It's like not an oven. But whatever it is, yatsa lettuce bowl. Could be that's a shayla. I asked a shayla someone. I asked one of my rebbeim who said that he thinks if the oven's off, so even if it's hot, it's off. Off is off.
What does yatsa lettuce bowl mean by
it? Ooh. Okay, I'm not sure what you mean. The word yatsa lettuce bowl means that it's going to burn your hand. That's not a valid way of measuring because everyone has different. You're going to pull your hand away. They say that's not the proper way of measuring it. The better way to measure is it going to burn the baby's belly? Don't volunteer your baby for the job. Then there's a question: does it mean the oven is yatsa lettuce bowl, or the oven is hot enough to turn your food into yatsa lettuce bowl? Because if it's borderline yatsa lettuce bowl in the oven, it's not going to make my cold breakfast yatsa lettuce bowl. No way. And then what we call yatsa lettuce bowl, they give all sorts of degrees. I don't know the degrees, and even if I would, it doesn't mean anything to me. The whole list, you know, from the whole range.
No pun intended. Different degrees.
No, I meant degrees.
Oh, okay.
I meant like Celsius.
Okay.
Okay. Ryan, the common Simin Shin Yuches. Okay. V'kol ha'dvarim she'asur la'asos midvarim elu. All these things that you're not going to do. So asur lomar le'ina yudi la'asos. It's also asur to tell a guy to do it for you. L'chein asur lomar le'ina yudi la'achem ha'kdera im nistanin. You can't tell the guy to heat up a dish, something that can cool down, you want it hot, you can't tell the guy to heat it up for you. V'im asa kein, if he did it, asa la'achlo, you're not allowed to eat it, afilo tzonin, even if it cools down. Okay, now, isn't this the Rabbanim, which we touched on in the beginning of Gimel? Amir la'akum is asa mid Rabbanim to tell a guy to do something asa on Shabbos. That's by an Issa d'Oraisa. It also is by an Issa d'Rabbanan. I can't tell a guy to do something that's Asa mid d'Rabbanan. Now, if I tell a guy to do something that's Asa mid d'Rabbanan, it becomes a double d'Rabbanan. That's what we call a Shvus d'Shvus. So we will get in Shin Zion, Bezrat Hashem, they want it to double d'Rabbanan, so then there are leniencies. But Mako Mitzvah, Bishasel Tchak, Hefzit Mama, there are different ways of remaking. But in a regular scenario, Amir La'akim is Asa by an Issa d'Oraisa, as well as an Issa d'Rabbanan. Now, the question is, what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about... We're probably talking about something fully cooked, but we might be talking about a liquid. Are we talking about a liquid that cooled down, and now you're heating it up with the shayla of bishalach ha bishal mi daraisa of a davar lach? It's a bishal shayla, daraisa shayla. Or are we talking about a chazara shayla, like it's a potato kugel? I'm also going to heat up the potato kugel in a certain way, and I tell the guy to do it in the wrong way. So he did it in the wrong way, so it's a durabana. Now, there's another issue. We discussed that, why is chazara asa? Why am I not allowed to put something, or I should say it differently. Chazara is mutter. Nesina lechatchil is asa. Why am I not allowed to just take the potato kugel out of the fridge and throw it on the fire? So, most people can talk about mechzik mavash. It looks like cooking. The Shayatim brought down Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds also Shemi Yechat de Begachalim. The same thing that we've said by Shehi is also over here. So the Chazanish brings down Shemi Yechat de Begachalim, and the Chazanish wants to say that this Issa de Rabbanan of Shehi and Chazara is worse than a regular Issa de Rabbanan. A regular Issa de Rabbanan, a person violates Issa de Rabbanan and it's over. It's finished. He did it. Nigmar. It's over. Okay, yes, the Tshuva did the wrong thing. Rosh Hashanah is going to be Yom Kippur. Fine. Over here, the Chazanish wants to say that every second that food is on the fire, it's like another, he continuously violating more and more and more Yisurim. Because it's not an Issa, don't do it, and if you did it, it's over. It's, don't do it, because then it's on an open fire, and we're afraid you're going to poke at the coals, and now I'm still afraid, and you're going to poke at the coals. So it's on there for 2 hours. For 2 hours, every second, you're violating another Issa d'Rabbanan of leaving something on a fire, and you're going to come to poke at the coals. So, some want to bring in the whole concept over here of Shavuos to Shavuos, Makom Mitzvah, Suda Shabbos, different things like that. Maybe there's room for leniency. And the Chazon Ish wants to say, no, because this is not a regular Issa d'Rabbanan where you tell the guy to do it and it's over. It's every second the Jew in his house has food on the fire that's begging to be poked at, and it's a continuous Issa d'Rabbanan. It also comes up if someone violated the Issa and the food now becomes Issa, so then the pot is Muksa. So, what should he do? Should he take it off? Should he leave it on? So some say, he should, according to the Chazon Ish, he should take it off. Even though he's moving muksa with his hands and it's usur, it's better to move muksa with his hands once than every second have it on the fire in a way that he's violating an issur d'rabbanan. So better for him to violate one issur d'rabbanan by moving it off the fire than it's really a shev al tatzah, because he already did the action of putting on the fire, but now for the next 2 hours, every second he has a problem of this issur d'rabbanan. Some say like that. Others disagree. Especially over here, when dealing with Shehiyah, we assume is Shemichat Begecholim. A lot of people say that Chazar, and the Sinat of Chila, it looks like cooking. If it looks like cooking, it's a one-time thing. Look, when you put it on, it looks like you're cooking. Now it's finished. It was kind of done already. It's not Shemichat Begecholim, it's something that has a Hemshech, it continues.
Why does it look like cooking? It's cooked already.
Because they don't know it's cooked already, I guess. I see you put a pan on the thing. What do I know if it's already cooked? It's not already cooked. I don't know. That's what Chazal
said. Someone's in your living room and they see you going and putting it on the shelf.
Nobody can finish it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you could also ask, like, whoever cooks on a blech. Like, the blech should be enough. Like, all these things. I know. I don't know. We follow what the poskim say. Okay, so here you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it, and if you do, you're not allowed to eat it. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan tzadi da'vechol advarim, haynu atfilu advarim she'em b'em rak issa d'rabban. Even issa d'rabbanan yishayach amir la'akum. Even though it's a double d'rabbanan, it is more lenient, but it's still aser." And the Shara Tzir always study Dalit, brings it down from the Gra, Ayin Sham, the Isser Amir la'akim ha'afilu be'isser derabanan. And the Dirshu points out, if something's less, let's say something's a minag or it's a chumra, so then okay, then it'll be mutter. But if something's an Isser, a full fledged Isser derabanan, then it's asr. Mishra Tzirgot and Sadhir, Hakam Akadera, afilu imlo yitna agabi ha'esh or akira mamash. Even if he doesn't put directly on the fire itself, so there's no isra of chazara. Nevertheless, also mishum isra bishul. Kevan shen stan legamri kemosh shikas of simin shinu chesedal v'siftas v'baga ayin sham. So now he's shifting, and first he's saying, you could just say it's an issur d'rabbanan of chazara, nesina of chila. You can't have a guy do it for you. Now he's saying, even if he doesn't do it that way, there still could be a problem, because he could be taking your chicken soup and heating it up. So even if he heats up your chicken soup in a way that in theory you're allowed to heat food up on Shabbos, but Reish and Gimel doesn't get started until Shin Yud Ches is satisfied. So first we have to decide, am I allowed to heat up this kind of food? If I'm not, then I'm not. There's no Reish and Gimel. I'm not allowed to heat this food up. If I am allowed to heat this food up, then we can ask, okay, how am I allowed to heat up the food? So even if I'm doing it in a way I'm allowed to do it, but if it's a food that I'm not allowed to do, it's a raw food, so raw food, raw food. If it's a liquid that's cooled down, it's still going to be a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. One can eat the food. If he didn't put it directly on a fire. Here it's ironic. If he didn't do the Issa D'Rabbanan, in some ways, the Issa D'Rabbanan sometimes is more chomer than a D'Oraisa. By D'Oraisa, the Gra hold, B'Dievet, someone didn't know, they made a mistake, B'Shogeg, and they cooked something on Shabbos, B'Shogeg, they're allowed to eat it. According to the Gra. Mechaber disagrees, but the Gra is making it. But even the girl's makel, so when it comes to chazar, if you put something directly on an open fire, so even b'shogeg, he didn't know that food is going to be us to eat. Why? Because we're familiar with the attitudes only d'rabbanan, and oh yeah, I forgot, and all sorts of excuses, and chazar wanted to avoid that. So even the mekilim by bishul d'oraisa machmir by the isure d'rabbanan.
It's like yentif la'zalad.
Right, we have, yes, for that reason also, because people take it less seriously. Okay, so why is this going to be mutter? If the guy cooks you, that should be a problem. This is great. I love this. Me'acha di'es poskin shematin and filiz ol asos of the chatzkili k'mashugazav. Okay, we didn't get there, but in Shin Yurchai, the whole discussion, if there's bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, the machaber is machmir legamre. He holds that it's an issa daraisa to reheat the chicken soup. It was 100% cooked, but once it cools down, even if it just cools down below, you add some lettuce bowl, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's an issa daraisa to reheat it. Has very serious ramifications in dealing with liquids for Sephardim and Shabbos. The Rama is much more makel. He says as long as it's not fully, it didn't cool down entirely, you're allowed to reheat it. The Svara of the Rama we'll get to when we get there. Many want to say there's a big machlokes we've shown him if this whole thing exists. When we say ein bishul achar bishul by dry, is that also by liquids or not? The whole sort we've shown him that say there's no bishul achar bishul even by chicken soup. Some are machmir, some are mekel. So the Rama went, the machaber went with the machmirim. Yesh bishul achar bishul davalach is a daraisa, and the Rama really holds ein bishul achar bishul davalach. But he didn't want to be so mekel and say even the chicken soup you can take out of the fridge and plop it on top of the cholent and heat it up. So he said it's supposed to be a little bit warm, but Nikra did he holds ein bishul achar bishul bedav even bedavalach. Now not everyone agrees with that. Some agree. Not everyone agrees with that mahalach in the Ramah, but many do. Now, so this is good. This is amazing. So over here, why are you allowed to eat the food? Because what did he do? So there's a bir halacha later on, Shin Yud Ches, discusses. When I have a machlokes aposkim, some say mutter, some say aser. Even if the bottom line halacha is that it's aser, if there is an opinion in the poskim that it's mutter, so then even if I'm not supposed to do it, then we pass you're not allowed to do it. If I did it b'di'evet, the food would be mutter to eat. Okay? So over here, the guy heated up for you the chicken soup on Shabbos. He didn't violate chazara. That would be worse in this regard. Okay? He did it in a way, he put it on the radiator. It doesn't look like cooking. If he heated up the chicken soup, so even though we say for a Jew to heat up the chicken soup on Shabbos might be an issa d'oraisa, certainly for Sfardim. But since there are many we've shown him who are making heating up chicken soup on Shabbos, even though we don't pass like them, so b'di'eved, the guy can rely on the mekilim that even by chicken soup, ein bishul achar bishul, and b'di'eved, you would be allowed to eat that chicken soup. But here's another case where we're more makel because there are mekilim by heating up the cooked chicken soup, even though the mice we don't do it, but if the guy did it, you'd be able to eat it. Mashiachin, if he put it straight onto the heat, on the fire, and violated chazara, so we're more machmir on chazara. No one says you could put something directly on a fire on Shabbos, it'd be usher. So I started talking to learning with my son yesterday, so in yeshiva, gdola, so it's a free for all, everyone does what he wants. So they bring the whole kitchen. So one of the kids brought an electric burner and he made a cholent. And then on Shabbos he took the cholent off to help himself, like we're learning, and he wanted to put it back directly on the burner. So my son's learning, you know, Reish Nagimo. He's like, oh, you're not allowed to do that. Because an electric burner is not a plata, it's not a black, it's not covered. That's the heating element, that's how you cook. That's also according to everybody. So my son said, I don't think you're allowed to do that. And he was yelled at that he's an idiot and he's a dummy and he should keep his mouth shut and whatever. And I told him, yeah, don't, you're 100% right. It's totally awesome for him to put it back on that thing. He needs a black. He needs something to cover the heating element of that electric kirayim, the electric stovetop. So there's a chum of also covering the knobs. But to cover the knobs would not be enough. He has to cover the heating element. And if he doesn't, so to leave it on, assuming it was fully cooked or even half cooked when Shabbos came in, that would be okay. But once you take it off, you can never put it back on. Now, it could be you can now on Shabbos put on some foil, or assuming it doesn't get red hot. If it gets red hot, it's a separate issa d'oraisa of Ma'aser Eish. What?
Put a pot on top.
Right. You can do that. He needs something to cover the coils. He needs something to cover the coils. Without it, there's no way, no out, no possibility of returning something to that fire. And if you do, you can't eat the food. That's like the number one requirement of chazara. The fire has to be covered. All the other ones we discussed with our thumbs. I mean, yeah, we try to do everything. But the other ones, b'di'evit, this one is not so bad. Mechaber doesn't hold from that one. The Rambam left that one out. This one's a machlokes gra magen Avram. And others are, is it didn't really in bishul, not really in chazara. This is the number one condition in chazara, that the fire must be covered.
To be continued.